Okay, well, Mr. Daniel Standifer. You were telling me that you thought the act was a good thing.
Actually, I have about four different views of it myself.
Well,
you know,
we've got lots of time. Let's have all four.
Actually, I've been right in it when it was settled. In fact, I helped set up our own corporation and stuff when it first started. And I've been out of it ever since then until this year again. And actually, it's really confusing what happened in the last 12, 13 years. But then, again, like I said before, the land claims, the Native would have lost all their land sooner or later anyway, I feel. So actually, I feel the Native land claims is a good thing. Being from an IRA village and a former reserve, that's another way of looking at it. You know, we probably would have never lost ours being under the IRA. Mm-hmm. But then, without the land claims, the rest of the state would have never got anything out of it, too, I don't think. That's just my thought, but then it's... I feel the federal government and the people of the United States did a good thing when they did settle the land claims here in Alaska. As to where, compared to the 48 states, you didn't have that. You had it, but then it was always just only a few that did get it. Another view of it is the fact that the land claims changed the people so much that you probably saw the headlines of the AFN meeting. As to where the big co-ops are taking over the Native people. And this is one of the things that shocked me so much, was the fact that, you know, the people in the village don't know this. And we just, actually, most of the people I talked to just found this out this year. You saw all the protests the villagers made and stuff like that. Besides that, as far as changing our way of living and everything, that I still believe that would have came about anyway, but then I think now we have a say-so in our destiny. Hopefully. The big corporations don't overlook us.
I didn't see those. I was out of town. I didn't see the headlines about the AFN convention. What was it that you said? Village people weren't aware of that the
big corporations were taking over. Actually, the corporations is run by. It's run as a corporation. In other words, all our land and stuff is under a co-op now.
Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's true. Under ANCSA, the land is owned by the corporations, and the people have shares in the corporations.
Right. That's what was so shocking to most of the people. You know, they actually after 12 years, or 13 years this year. What is it?
13.
You figure. You know, the land claims was a big headline, but actually it never did filter back to the village anyway. It is, but then, you know, it's still all, the corporations are still fighting for their land base and everything yet, too.
Well, it's a couple of ways of looking at it. You said there were four ways of looking at it.
Well, I gave you three, didn't I? I forgot what the other one was. No, the other one, well, you mentioned the IRA here, I didn't think would... I didn't think we'd lose our land if we stayed under the IRA. But then when we decided to go, it was to get more land out of the claim.
What did you think of that?
I there's a lot of ways of putting it. We could have took fee title to it and been paying taxes already. So, you know, how else could you put it? I don't know.
What about the possibility of people selling their shares after 1991? If they sell their shares, they'll get some money for them, I suppose. On the other hand, if enough people sell their shares, then outsiders will control the corporations and the land. Any thoughts about those possibilities?
Oh, yeah. I feel there's going to be a few that would sell, sure, but then, you know, there's... We definitely have something now that we never had before, and we got to learn how to control it. If we don't start learning now, we definitely will have to sell. And that's just like any other business anyplace else. If you ain't got the expertise to hold on to it, then you lose it sooner or later.
You were on the board of directors of the corporation at the very beginning.
Our village corporation, yes.
Village corporation. And you're back on the board now?
I never did get off.
Oh, you're still on the board of the corporation.
Right.
And you're also on the...
village council for the first time this year.
Oh, on the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people this afternoon were suggesting that the IRA and the corporation weren't getting along, and yet a lot of people seem to be serving on both the village corporation and the IRA. Well, what do you think the problem is, if there is a problem?
Oh, well, whenever you have a profit-making corporation, nobody ever get along with them anyway. Right? But then, too, that I could see the reason why they're not too pleased with the profit-making corporation was because it can't do all the things that people want to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as far as our corporation is concerned, we're still fighting for our land base yet. You know, you're talking about land settlement 14 years ago. Hell, we ain't even got title to half, not even a quarter of our land yet, I don't think.
But I thought you were supposed to get the old reserve land.
Well, yeah, we got that.
And more besides.
Mm-hmm. It was based, the land claims was based on people.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we would have got more if we went with the land claims.
And that's one reason why people did, is it?
Right.
What about, you're a shareholder in Cook Inlet Regional, Region Incorporated, as well as in the Village Corporation. How do you think Cook Inlet's doing? It's regarded as one of the more successful regional corporations. What's your opinion?
That's a hard question to answer. You know, ever since the Cook Inlet region was formed, they were fighting to start with, but yet they came out one of the most successful corporations in the land claims. So who's to say it's good or who's to say it's bad?
Mm-hmm.
I think by them fighting, it did make it where it came out. Came out good, and from what I hear now, we're having a big turnover in management there, so we don't know if that's going to do any good or hurt anybody. Actually, I feel right now it's going, the shareholders can suffer, but that's just my opinion.
Why do you think the shareholders will suffer?
Because whenever you have disagreement management, you're playing politics.
Uh-huh. Well, your village corporation, and you've been on the board from the beginning, has I understand that its revenues come from stocks and bonds. It isn't operating any businesses or holding any real estate. Is that right?
Yes, we are mostly invested in stocks and bonds.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like I said, too, the main objective of the board, we feel right now, is to secure our land base. And if you follow the land claim so far, the lawyers is definitely controlling most of it anyway, so you have to fight for every piece you get.
How much land are you supposed to, you've still got coming to you?
I don't know what we have right now,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're entitled to 115.
$115,000 acres.
Right.
One of the concerns we run into wherever we go is subsistence, and. Some people are concerned that if they lose control of the land after 1991, well, that will make it difficult to engage in subsistence because native corporation lands may be off limits. Any thoughts about that?
Definitely. I think the whole state is... It involves the whole state, not only the natives.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everybody that lives out of town or something like that lives a subsistence life, yeah. But as far as the natives is concerned, actually what it boils down to is the fact that we're private landowners now, so if we could work with the state, we could work in our subsistence life there, I feel. You know, that's one of the hottest deals the Fish and Game Board had for since about 72. And I always felt that they did a good job on managing, but it always went political. The politicians got a hold of it, and hell, same thing with our fishing, commercial fishing. If you put it right down to it, that's subsistence.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got us. Exactly where they want us right now, I think.
How do you mean?
Hell, how could you make a living on one day a week, you know? You're only talking one day a week out of the whole week. It's 2 12-hour periods of commercial fishing. And that's only for a month out of the year. I think something like 17 days of fishing during the season. But that I always felt was our subsistence way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to, in fact, until about 64 around or somewhere, that's the only way we made our living.
So far as cash is concerned, you mean, or?
Well, cash, whatever. Then, in my time, hell, all the cash we had, we put it back into winter supply anyway, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to call this?
What about the fact that you've got these children born since 1971 who aren't entitled to be enrolled as shareholders? Do you think the shares should be issued to them, or what?
That depends on how you're looking at it. If you look at it as a co-op, hell, you know, you could always buy stocks in a corporation some way. And this was one of my biggest thoughts too when I first started. You know, I have one son that's not in the land. And I always thought, well, in fact, this was the big deal around off with all natives. They always thought he was an Indian no more after 71. But now I look back at our shareholders' records, and actually our stockholders is growing because of debts in the family and stuff like that. I lost my father and sister a few years back, and we end up getting their stock. But we actually, from, I forget how long it was, but our stockholders did grow in that way,
mm-hmm.
by wills. either way, there's nothing you could do about it anyway. The cutoff date was 71. So, unless we have another land claims for the younger people, I don't know what else to do. You know, there's a million things wrong with it. But then too, if we didn't do nothing, or the people didn't do nothing at the time, we wouldn't have got anything in. We're having trouble with big co-ops now. We're talking about in our own, with our own corporations. But then, it could have been some other corporation that would have squeezed us out sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been the fourth one.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing right now is the fact that the native never had to do anything like this before in his life. All he had to do was make a living. Now you're talking about making a different kind of living instead of hunting and fishing. And from what I could see, we're not prepared for it. That's going to be our downfall, I think. We're definitely going to have to start educating our younger people to take over these.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when you look at it from a villager side or something like that, it's really scary because you don't know what you're getting into.
How do you mean scary?
As far as running a corporation and stuff like that, you know, like now, you take most of the corporations, I think they're mostly being run by natives that's been living in the cities and stuff like that. I know our corporation, Cook Inlet Region, is mostly run by people that lived in Anchorage all their life, from the 13th region and stuff like that. Unless you had any experience with business or anything like that before in your life, to think what would happen if you made a mistake is what scares most of the village people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they don't realize what benefits could come from it too. Like you take taxing, for instance. That's one of the biggest fears the villagers have, because they don't understand. And I stated a while ago, we didn't have to do anything else but make a living off the country before. Now you're just about going to have to tie yourself down to a job like everybody else.
Well, That's fine, but in these villages, it seems to me there aren't an awful lot of jobs. You know, in Anchorage, somebody mm-hmm. lives there. There's lots of possibilities for employment, but in the villages, and I've been to 45 of them to hold hearings, this is the 46th. It seems to me there aren't an awful lot of jobs, and what do you think people are going to do?
Well, right now, one thing I could think about is better make damn sure our corporations do good so you live off the dividends.
Yeah, because the corporation here isn't actually employing many people, is it? It's investing in stocks and bonds, so it isn't as if it were running businesses in the village, construction, and the store, and fuel oil, and employing people that way.
Right, questioning the corporation, you know, unless you do have a... unless you're financially able to, you know, fight all these vices, then you couldn't. I think we had a lot of villages that did go down by doing just exactly what you said, by employing the people in the villages. You know it, don't you?
Oh, sure. The ones that tried to employ people in the villages have had real financial problems. Mm-hmm. No, you're quite right. And others like yours that have just made some good investments provide some dividends, but they don't provide employment. It's a tough choice.
Right. I feel, you know, this is just my feeling as far as our corporation is concerned, but I feel that our corporation would be able to support our shareholders in the future if we keep going the way we're going.
Will be.
I think so. Well, not completely, but, you know, good part of it.
Well, that would be. What kind of dividends does your corporation pay now?
I think this year we declared a Well, last year I think we declared $1.50 or something like that a share, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. That's $150.
Right. I'm sure this year will be more.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I'm wrong on that. $1.95 last year, I think.
Well, what about you, Mrs. Standifer? Anything you'd like to mention? You're a shareholder, I take it, in this village corporation here?
Yes.
And in Siri?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
In my region.
Mm-hmm. And then I threw my dad...
Could you move a little closer to the mic?
Then I also am in Doyon through my dad.
Oh, I see. You inherited his shares.
Yes. Not. It was split between my mom and all my brothers and sisters.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I get 1/8.
Yeah. Well, have you any views on AXA or the whole setup?
No, I think you just bought it.
Okay. Well. Well, that pretty well covers it then, I guess.
Most of my views was compared with what to the fact if we didn't go or we did go with it. We had an option to either go with the land claims or take fee title to 26,000 acres at the time. But again, I was comparing with if we didn't, you know, where we would be now. If there was no land claims.
Mm-hmm.
That was my objective there. But, you know, who's to say who wouldn't have worked out more to our advantage?
Yeah.
Right? I feel that we, again, if we had a fair chance, and I think if we're all living in Alaska together, then we learn to work something out and benefit all the people. I think the state of Alaska is doing that now through their permanent fund, stuff like that, so you're... I ain't got nothing really negative against it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I feel this gives the natives a better chance than he ever had in his life. When I got out of school, when I finished 8th grade here, highest school went to was 8th grade. I sat around the village here for about 3 years. Did a little trapping, fishing in the summer. Them days they used to take only the A students out of the villages and put them in boarding schools. So I couldn't make it to Edgecombe. And I finally made it to Chamawa. It was a vocational school. But I just can't see the... You know, now natives just... There's just no end to what he could do with his education if he wanted it.
What did you do after you went to vocational school?
I got drafted.
Oh, I see. What happened after that? After the army?
Came back home, got married. In fact, I got into the consul here. Spent about 10 years in the consul here. I got out and went to work for construction at a timber down there for about 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was dock foreman down here for the last 6 years.
Doc, you're down working on the dock, you're the dock foreman?
In the summertime and in wintertime I was millwright in the mill.
Oh, I see.
They all tied together then.
And you've got the fish camp for weekends?
No, I commercial fished.
Oh, I see.
But we really stayed on there because it's more of kind of life that we both grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't have electricity down there, and running water and stuff.
Well, that's very, very hopeful. You've given me another point of view, and that I'm grateful to you. Anything else you'd like to add?
I should have been here when all the kids were here this morning. You know, this is one of the points I'd like to get across. You got to get out of your butt and go learn how to run a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it's going to take, I think. Mm-hmm. There's some of us that's getting to the point where we, you know, it's getting too complicated for us.
What about the question I asked a while ago about jobs in these villages? You're working steadily and so on, but there seem to be a lot of people that aren't.
I'd work in steady. In fact, the last time I worked was last fall.
February.
Yeah, last February. The timber camp folded up on there.
Oh, I see.
So but in February that was final.
See, that was one of the investments that the corporation invested in. Well, they didn't invest, but they had Kodiak Lumber invest on it. So everybody was...
That was your village corporation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we built a dock and the camp and everything down here. And right now, the corporation is working on getting the coal company and stuff like that. And in fact, if there was anything ever went over here, I think the corporation would invest over here to make sure that our people was always employed.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just nothing going on over here now.
So the people that work in the village, those that are employed, are working for the village itself, for the most part, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And the school.
Right. We have a few, I think we had a few to the slope and around there too.
Working up on the north slope?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's too much.
Actually, the problem with the labor around here now, everything is union.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think that's one of the here even, well, it's so hard to get into them unions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did get in, you pay your dues and everything, unless you get a higher card, you're never called for work. In fact, we have quite a few people that belong to the union around here now that have never been called for a long time. You know, this is one of the, that's why I said it's so confusing. Right now everybody is talking about unemployment and stuff. But actually if we did, or if we ever get to it, most of the villages in Alaska are setting up a second class city and stuff like that where they get revenue sharing from the state to run their cities and stuff. That's one thing we never did do yet.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard that someplace before.
Oh yeah, well I've heard all different versions of it, but tell me what you think about all that.
Well, I don't know that much about a second class city, I think. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably one of the deals that was in the land claims to do something like that.
Yeah. Well, do you think it would be a good idea if they did set up a second class city here and gain the right to participate in state revenue sharing?
Well, there's a lot of problems with that too. You wouldn't remain a native village no more than if you did that. And that's our biggest problem here. I think that's one of the things down in the future that's going to be the decision the people is going to have to make.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a tough one.
you know, just myself, I just got through telling you, I like to live down the camp where I just live like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, not everybody want to change overnight. Actually, the land claims, again, moving so fast is leaving a lot of things behind, too, I think. You know, it's going so fast that it's confusing everybody, I think. You know, one of the first things that, this was a joke, but it's true with most of the people that live in the bush. You go to Anchorage or any place else and everybody's in a hurry. You know, I'm going someplace in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, cars and everything zooming by and stuff like that. Airplanes going around. Get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think is what it actually boils down to is learning to live like white men. Right?
Well, you said it. what do you think about that?
We don't have no choice. We got them. You know, I can't run out and live like Indian anymore. Some game warden gonna come pick me up.
Well, if people in these villages have to learn to live like white men, how are they going to do it? I mean, where are they going to get jobs?
It's a good question. But, you know, again, when you put it right to that, too, that's one of the reasons why I said the claims was good. If not, everybody would end up in... You'd have a lot more Native people on Skid Road in Anchorage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure you're right. If Angsa hadn't come through to make sure the Native people got some land that they could keep, that couldn't be taken from them, things would be a lot worse today.
I don't know what else I could tell you. I was actually I'm just as confused as everybody else, and I've been in there since it started, I think.
But
don't know what to think right now.
Well, look, thanks very much for coming, and I sure appreciate your thoughts.
Sure thing.
Very helpful. Well, we're taking this down, and I'm writing a report on it that I'll send to you when it's ready next year, and we'll send it to everyone who spoke today. Hope it'll be helpful to you.
Do we have to be on record now?
Pardon?
Could we go off record?
Sure. Yeah.